The soil microbiome isn't just a buzz term. It's a really big deal. Hello, everyone. I'm Brownfields Rhiannon Branch with Managing for Profit, a biological report partnership with TerraSim. This week, the owner of Seedonomy highlights the importance of the soil microbiome. Then he provides products, tips, and tricks farmers can use to improve soil profiles and microbiomes on their own operations. All coming up next on Brownfield.
Do more in 2022 with the power of TerraSim by New Leaf Symbiotics. If you're looking for cutting-edge biological technology, TerraSim delivers, and we have the yield data to prove it. Our 2020 growing season saw a win rate of 79% for corn with a 4.5 bushel per acre advantage and 75% for soybeans with a 2.0 bushel per acre advantage. TerraSim increases yields, improves nutrient uptake, and strengthens crops. For over 4 years, we've partnered with growers for in-field testing to maximize yields and to keep advancing our technology. Use TerraSim alone or combine it with existing conventional agriculture products, traits and practices for more convenience, yield, and consistency. Plus, TerraSim is now available in our new hassle-free direct planter box application for both corn and soybeans. From planting to harvest, do more in 2022 with TerraSim by New Leaf Symbiotics. Learn more by visiting TerraSim2022.com.
Brad Zimmerman is owner of Seedonomy in Central Illinois, where he focuses on helping growers make fertility available to their corn and soybean plants.
We've heard over the past couple years, you know, what it takes for soil health. So I think guys know kind of what they need to do. Obviously, reduce tillage, keep your ground covered. Really, the reason for that is that all of your nutrients, your phosphorus, your potassium, your nitrogen, your sulfur, all that has to go through a living body before it becomes available to the plant. So the phosphorus that you spread in the fall or put in burrow has to be broken down with a biological of some sort, whether it's bacteria or fungus. And really what I find interesting is that there's so much fertility in our soils, especially here in Central Illinois. So there's so much in there that just needs to be unlocked. And with a lot of the intense tillage that we've been doing over the past 40, 50, 60 years, a lot of that biology is not there and it's not as healthy. And the more you do no-till, the more you do cover crops, the more you sink that biology and carbon and biological food, if you will, into the soil, the healthier it's going to be. And so therefore, it's going to make those nutrients more available.
He shares some tips and products to help improve soil profiles.
We offer a multitude of products that just keep expanding because guys keep asking for them. They're curious. And that's one of the reasons we did the discovery plot. We've got 80 plus different trials in 40 acres. We play around with cover crops. An example would be buckwheat. The exudates that come from the roots of buckwheat make phosphorus more available from the soil. So instead of, you know, putting a product in the soil, we're trying to do it naturally. And sometimes that can't be done or is a challenge to do. So we've worked with several different products and biologicals. TerraSim is a good one we've worked with the pink trophs. Pivot Bio, they've got their Pivot Bio Proven 40 now, where to replace 40 pounds of nitrogen. And ProSoil is another company that we've been working with as I'll call it a biostimulant with enzymes and hormones and vitamins to really feed the soil. As we go forward, we're going to start seeing the microbiome, how important it is. It's something to pay attention to. It's something to make sure that we're taking care of that. In essence, a lot of places growing it back to where it once was in order to keep raising productive crops.
That wraps up this edition of Managing for Profit, a biological report partnership with TerraSim on Brownfield.